dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot Rock. That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
BigSpur.com. Travel day for the show. We're heading down to the Emerald Coast. Spring commitments begins. Saturday is the golf outing. Already got the pairings. They have some restaurants they'll be going to and various things on the agenda. You can still make your way down there. No worries. Talk to Georgia Dog about specifics or Tom Myrtle Beach. Tom, I think, is at the airport probably about to fly out, I believe. But nonetheless, going to be fun, man. We'll probably get down there 3, 4 o'clock. First thing we'll need to do is get to the broadcast location and make sure everything's set up and ready to go for the morning. Going to have a good time, man. Question here on the text line, which is the CTO line, call text option line, 615-844-5600. Hey, Bill, is there a question you get that most irritates you? Yes, but let me add this caveat. None of it irritates me because it's what I do. It's what I do. And I've learned how to get out of conversations by simply being agreeable if I'm out somewhere or something. So, no, not at all. There is one that does irritate me, though. And I don't know why I think this, but I do think I am correct here. And that is, during all these years on the radio, I've witnessed up close expansion, meaning teams leaving one league, going to another league, I think more than anybody else in the world. I've been on the air. I've talked about it. I've studied it. I've got a PhD in it. Multiple PhDs in it. And every time that expansion is rumored, or let's say it happens, dating back to 92 in the SEC when East and West, South Carolina, Arkansas. Roy Kramer. And just a couple years later, he's forming the BCS. You're talking about an architect of all time, Roy Kramer. Anyways, it's not the topic. And I'll be talking, and somebody will say, so who do you expand to? Do you just go take this team, that team? And it's like willy-nilly, you just expand. There doesn't have to be a reason. Just expand. Just hey, I'm going to take these teams. Where are all these teams going to go, Bill? I've never understood that line of thinking. So that one does. Now, again, I'm never going to be rude about it. That'd be silly on my part. But I've never understood this expansion free-for-all theory when that's not what's going on. I go back to two words, and it's very simple, additive or dilutive. You don't just expand. Yeah, I'm going to take this team. Why? I don't know. I'm just going to take them in there, Bill. Additive or dilutive. You cannot be agnostic in this particular conversation. You don't just add. Just, okay, they're available. Bring them on down there, Bill. And I would get that question all the time. Just, yeah. There's four over there, Bill. Go get them for that league. Whatever league it might be. That one does get me a little bit because I just don't understand the simplistic thinking of that. Expansion is about improving your media rights abilities as a league. Period. It's not about anything else, and it's about football. End of discussion. If we bring you in, you need to expand, not just as an entity, our ability at the negotiating table when it comes to media rights. The money, the TV money. That's all there is. There's nothing else to discuss. And if you're anybody but football, you don't have a say in this. That's it. That is it. There's nothing else. Bill, I heard they've got a good golf team. Somebody's good golf team, and I respect that, but has as much say in expansion as a Creek Rock does. As a tadpole that someday is going to be a frog, that tadpole has as much say on a school's expansion ability or decision as the golf team does and how well they play. Your mailbox has more say than the tennis team does. So that one does. That one gets me a little bit. But hey, I get it. It's, oh, the folks asking those questions, they're not living it every day. They've got other things they're doing with their life. I get it. No, I get it. It's just a little simplistic. I've never quite understood it. Armageddon, welcome in, sir. How you been?
Greetings from old, you know, the song Deep River, Bill.
Where are you? Which river? The Cumberland River? The Harpeth River?
No, I'm just saying I'm leading into, I'm right at the intersection of Harding Place and Harding Road and just dropped some boys off. Unaccompanied guest on Big Bro at the Mead.
Oh, okay. I know the locations.
Out of town customers, Bill.
Gotcha, man. Good stuff.
No Billy Bell Mead involvement coming down the boulevard. No profiling, Bill. I don't need you to come get me in the slammer.
They still have that little police station there at the end of the boulevard?
Yes, sir.
Is that thing functional?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You know, and I live just down the road. But anyway, we'll move on, Bill. Just a funny lead in there.
Okay.
Your favorite time of year is over, Bill. Spring practice.
I know. I can't get over no news from spring practice. It's hurting me right now.
And but anyway, this Bill, I wanted to talk this morning about, and I'm sorry it's been a while, but been pretty busy. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Business. But, by the way, if I didn't have these people in town, Perry wanted me to come to commitments and I would have been there. I told Perry to tell Georgia Dog and, you know, the people that I like so much that, you know, I've helped before at commitments and I'm sorry I couldn't this year, but, I just told him to, you know, tell them hello, but I couldn't make it because of work. But anyway, this NIL stuff, Bill, is crazy. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on it, be it, you know, baseball, be it basketball, be it football. I mean, across the SEC, across the nation. I mean, it's free agency, Bill. Do you not agree?
I mean, we've been there. Yeah, it's but I think it's crazy, but we're getting used to the environment. So it's not so crazy, if that makes sense.
And talk about the mayor. I like to call him the mayor. I've called him that to his face. But Corbs is a little up and down. I still have hope. What's amazing to me, though, Bill, is I think you're a Vandy baseball guy. You watch him a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
you know, since J.J. Bidet, you know, the frustration for the fans is just not a power hitter, kind of playing small ball and leaning on that pitching. But, you know, when everybody's hitting the long ball, they're hitting the long ball up in Knoxville, and it puts a lot of pressure on your pitching, Bill. You know, they had a gem pitched by the Cunningham kid, you know, last weekend. But, you know, it puts a lot of pressure, I think, on your pitching, you know, when you're not hitting the long ball.
I will say it. Everybody knows I'm a big fan of Tim Corbin. This environment we're in that you were just talking about, how crazy it is, has hurt Vanderbilt baseball.
Absolutely. I agree 100%, Bill. Not to switch sports talking about Vanderbilt, but I'm very impressed so far with, you know, the basketball hire. We'll see what happens. But, you know, it's just, honestly, Bill, I guess what I really wanted to say after getting your thoughts, you know, it's just, I guess I'll get used to it, you know, as a fan and a fan from afar, as you know, new news there.
Yep.
But, you know, it's different, and it's just going to be interesting to see, you know, kind of, you know, how it all plays out. And I've heard, you know, rumblings that they'll try to do something about it eventually. And I don't know who would want to coach, Bill. I think it's the worst, honestly. Maybe you disagree. I think it's the worst in basketball. Basketball is just crazy.
Well, you got a pool of money, depending on your school and your collective, for a tiny fraction of players compared to football.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Anyway, Bill, taking up enough of your time. Good to talk to you again. I promise I won't be a stranger this time. Headed to Bellevue, Bill. Have a
All
great
right,
day.
See you, babe. That is Armageddon, Vanderbilt fan who has been banned from any Vanderbilt function. I think he's going on about year 4 or 5 there of the ban. Topwater assassin. Oh, one other note. Clay says that the team that Schlossnagel is talking about, Jim Schlossnagel, the baseball coach for A&M, when he mentioned the other day that there is a team that has a secret live TV feed into the visitor's dugout, he says it's Arkansas. He says Blake says it's Arkansas. And the hint was home batting average versus road batting average. That's the thinking. Topwater Assassin, Bill, the ACC should have listened to your expansion monologue before they added Cal and Stanford. Well, they added them because of a clause that if you lose futuristic teams like Florida State, Clemson, ESPN can redo the deal. But they are definitely not added to. Your point, they're not added to. J.C. Sherbert.
Good morning, Bob. We have a couple of accidents out here. One over in Bordeaux on Briley Parkway southbound, right near Ashland City Highway. Also that one on 24 eastbound at Harding Place, now over to the side. Hopefully that things will get back to normal over there going eastbound. It remains heavy, of course, on 24 westbound. There in Antioch coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, that's still heavy. Again, as you come down 24 right now, headed towards Nashville. Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on a new menu. Check them all out today at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And now, Kingdom Doors is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please visit USO.org and locate military care package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Kingdom Doors. For custom garage door installations, service, and repairs, give the pros a call today at 615-810-6415. 615-810-6415. Or visit kingdom-doors.com. That's Kingdom Doors. They're professionals who care.
JB and the General.
Really, I'd say if a move isn't made within the next 48 hours after the season's conclusion, maybe that's your answer.
There, yeah, I agree. If this is not immediate, because it shouldn't have to be anything Candace has to think about. You know, she should be all in one way or the other. He's coming back or he's gone. Like, that decision should already be made. I think that's what you're saying, right?
Yes. Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
The home of commitments and other stuff. The Bill King Show.
The Emerald Coast, looking forward to it. J.C. Sherbert joins us on Thursdays. J.C., I don't know how much time, if any, you've looked into this, but these massive lawsuits against the NCAA that have been going on for years. I don't mean the Tennessee lawsuit or any of that. I mean the billions of dollars that's at stake here. When those get settled, each school's got to write a check. Have you seen any figures that that may entail?
Yes. 12 to 20 million school per school for your Power Fives, your It's obviously they're not going to, you know, if you're Dartmouth, you're not going to pay the same as you are if you're Alabama. But
right,
the schools we talk about, that's kind of what they're looking at. And my understanding is, from things I've read and heard, athletic departments have been bracing for this for a while, but there's going to be some sports cut, unfortunately, because of it. Because part of the settlement's also going to be that they have to move forward with the new revenue sharing model that's acceptable to the attorneys and plaintiffs in the lawsuit. So it's a big one. I mean, as big as the Virginia and Tennessee one was, this is another big one as it relates to television money, revenue share, the new model, so to speak, that comes from within the universities when it comes to athletics compensation. I wouldn't call it NIL either. I would just call that compensation, because that's basically what they're kind of going to be framing it as.
When we had the P5 before the Pac-12 implosion, there were about 65 teams that encompassed the P5. Now, of those 65, JC, how many of those, even with their revenue intake, can stroke a $20 million check comfortably? Half of them?
Less than half. I mean, yeah, I think you're going to see some schools that you're very surprised to see that that have to cut sports and tighten the budgets. And you know, the other thing about it is that people forget we just had the pandemic here, less than 5 years ago, and that blew a hole in a year's worth of revenue. I don't think people kind of grasp like how important a year's worth of revenue is to an athletic department. And they save the TV money, but all that other money that comes in, that, I mean, everyone in the country operated in the red that year. And I know some of them got loans from the SEC and things like that. But you got to pay that back. And so this is another big, a big deal, you know, to have to write that, along with, you know, certain schools are on the hook for a bunch of buyout money and everything else. So it's going to be really tough, too, on the non-Big Ten and SEC schools. I think, you know, the power two, so to speak, you know, obviously their television revenue is about to escalate quite significantly in the coming years. But, you know, the other schools that are like the ACC that locked into that contract, you know, they're going to kind of struggle to find it and put it together. I have to look in the couch for some nickels and things like that to pay this out. But it is significant. It's probably the most significant thing, just because my understanding is for them to settle it, for the plaintiffs to settle, they want some action on what's going to happen moving forward. And so that's going to change things.
Just to put in perspective what JC's talking about, not only as an outcome of this lawsuit will schools have to stroke 10 to 20 million bucks, but then he just mentioned you will have to have the structure or in place the future revenue model for the players, which will involve the schools directly paying the players, which will then involve, JC, the players getting a chunk of said media TV money.
Yeah,
that cuts in there too.
I've always thought, like, if you could get around Title IX with it, and really, honest to goodness, you should. I mean, but if it comes from the school, it's going to be tough just from the people that think, you know, there's nothing wrong with volleyball getting the same check as football and all that good stuff. But name, image, and likeness, Bill, is television.
Correct.
I mean, you don't pay like the director and the writers and the makeup people and the lighting people and all that, and then the actors just kind of, you know, get some acting lessons and a place to stay. You know, I mean, in a TV show.
Right.
So why would you? And essentially, that's what the players are. They're the actors. You know, and so you got to. So if you look at it from that standpoint, that is NIL, and it does make sense. And if you wanted to cut down on, you know, and some of the mobility, you could sign them to internal NIL contracts that are dependent on them being at your school, and you using their name, image, and likeness for the purposes of television for 2 years or whatever. I mean, you could have more control over the situation if you skinned it that way, but I don't think they're going to. I think it's going to be athletics revenue. There's going to be a Title IX component. It's going to be one piece of compensation for the big-time players in the big-time sports. And then, you know, people are like, well, it'll do away with the collectives. Well, it probably is not, because you're still going to have to find a way around, for the purposes of Title IX, why a football player gets more than a volleyball player. But you're going to have to get around that for those purposes, and it'll have to – that extra income is going to have to come externally, you know, still in a technical sense. So it's going to be interesting to see how it all shapes out, but this will be one part of it.
JC, my understanding is that the NCAA, what's my word I'm looking for? They interpret Title IX to mean participation, not equal money. Now,
yeah.
I'm sure that's debatable, right? I'm sure that's highly debatable if you're on the side of a small sport. But that's what I understand. That's participation,
yeah.
Not money.
Well, I think they're probably correct in a sense that that's probably the right way to interpret it.
Right.
But, I mean, look at the funding for women's basketball and men's basketball at the various schools and the things you have to do for both teams,
yeah,
because of Title IX. And so, you know, when it comes to funding and things like that, it has to be somewhat equal. So I think someone on the other side of that, because I agree with that interpretation. But someone, right, on the other side of that debate that believes that, you know, that money needs to be equally distributed they're going to come up with a pretty good lawsuit and try to push it through. And I think they'll have a case. Will they win? Will I agree with it if they win? No, but they'll have a case if they want to do that.
Tom in Myrtle Beach, who's heading down to the Emerald Coast, asked JC, did South Carolina pick anybody up in the portal?
Yes, they in football. Yeah, they added two receivers right at the end. A kid from Delvon Campbell from Nevada, originally from Missouri City, Fort Bend Marshall in Houston. 6'4", 215-pound guy, pretty smooth. I think he can come in and help. And then Vandravius Jacobs, who was a Florida State commit in 2023 class, redshirt freshman, was just behind everybody last year, needed a fresh start. And he's a kid to look out for, Bill, because he only caught three balls last year, but you know how loaded they were at receiver. And Norvell and everybody else down there raved about him. So he could be – he can answer some questions for the Gamecocks this year that, you know, nobody will even be talking about him before he does it. So I think those were two sneaky good pickups.
The portal that was hyped up by the media as just this incredible 15-day avalanche slash tsunami never really happened.
Nah, and it, you know, it does. It, and I said that. I said, well, I think people are saying that because you've got, you know, all these heavy hitters with space. LSU, a lot of space. Alabama has space. You know, some big name schools, but by and large, the second wave is usually mostly just guys that, hey, I'm not going to get to play all that much. So, you know, your normal transfers.
Right.
And I'll say this from a collective standpoint. You know, there's budgeting that takes place and money that flows in and out different times of the year. It is not a busy time on the collective front for football. I'll tell you that right now. So it may have been that some of this stuff everybody assumed was going to materialize never materialized.
Miami is probably the recipient. They got the Martinez kid out of Oregon State. He'll go with Cam Ward. I counted earlier. I think they're bringing in 13. Now, not all that's recent, but they have gone crazy here. They're spending the heck out of some money.
Well, Miami and A&M were kind of the two that started. He started noticing, you know, what was going on.
Yeah.
As it, you know, I hope, because I believe college football is better when Miami's good. I hope it works for them. I'm just after 20 years of waiting for them to dominate the worst division in college football, and it only happened once, I'm in total wait-and-see mode on the Canes. But you look on paper, Bill, and boy, they got some really good proven player.
Auburn, too. Auburn's been a little sneaky, have they not? And I don't mean that in a negative way, but they've made some additions and gotten some pretty good news.
I agree with you. I actually was thinking about it. Crazy you mentioned it. I was thinking about that the other day, just looking at sort of what they've done in the portal this time around. And you know, it's like it's nothing too flashy, but it's like patching holes.
Yeah.
And then you add it to what they have coming back. And Hugh Freeze in the second year, and probably is going to be more comfortable with his coaching staff this year. Auburn, I wouldn't count them out. You know, I think, you know, last year they kind of had a typical year for a first-year coach. And, you know, I think some of those guys could be good, pretty good ball players, and you could see a different Auburn team because, Bill, for the last two or three years, you watch them play, and it's not like the Auburn we've been used to through the years. They just haven't had the players,
right.
And so maybe this gets them back toward that 8-9 win level, and then they could build from there.
I know historically, and I go back to when there was the transition from Doug Barfield to Pat Dye, which would have been, I believe, into 79, 80, 81. That's a quick – Auburn is a quick turnaround gig, if done right. I've seen three to four coaches do it. And, J.C., I mean win in year two to three, win pretty big. And I think it's a little bit underrated. Auburn is a heck of a – I remember when Pat Dye got that job in an interview. He was talking about you draw about a 250-mile radius to that campus, and there are players on top of players inside that area. The panhandle of Florida, over into to West Georgia, down to South Alabama. I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, they are in prime position, and there's no question about it. Right there off the highway, it's not hard to get to Auburn.
Right.
It's a small place, but it's not hard to get to, and it's a great atmosphere. I think it's a top three atmosphere in our league. I mean, it is a climb. And you're right, Bill. Think about this. Yeah, Terry Bowden came in there. Year one, his first 22 games, he won 20 of them. You know, I mean, think about Gus Malzahn. He took over a team that didn't win a single SEC game the year before and goes to the national championship game and wins the SEC the next year.
Right.
Yeah, Chizik was a national championship winning coach by year two. You're absolutely correct. That is a quick turnaround gig.
It is. Now, what that means about this year, we'll have to find out. But I think they're going to be a notch or two improved. And we saw the trouble they gave Georgia there. It was everything Georgia could do to get out of there with a win.
Oh, and Alabama as well. I mean, they were very, 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 very unfortunate, unlucky to lose that game. I mean, all credit to Milroe for hitting that pass. I mean, that was beautiful. But they were cooked. I mean, they had Alabama beaten 1 week after losing to New Mexico State by 3 touchdowns at home. So yeah, Auburn has a quick turnaround situation sometimes. But I think it's just one of those years. You know, they got through it, and I think Hugh Freeze is going to continue to build it. And would have liked to have seen them get some momentum by winning the bowl game like he did at Ole Miss. That Birmingham Bowl they won the first year at Ole Miss was big for them.
Right.
But I don't count him out. I think he's too good of a coach, and that's too good of a program.
So Craig in North Augusta says you're back home in South Carolina.
I was going to be, but we had to change our plans last night because of a family situation. And it's my wife's birthday tomorrow. And so we were going to buzz down and hang out with some friends. And then we had a little bit of a transportation issue with our rental car we were going to take down. And I wasn't going to drive my personal vehicle down that way. And so it got late. We just decided, hey, we'll just celebrate up here and postpone it. Originally, we were supposed to go to a wedding this weekend. And then found out last week they had postponed that last week, right? So it's been a mess. But, yeah, we're still up here, Craig. So we're here today.
JC, have a good one, sir. We'll see you next Thursday.
Thank you, Mr. Bill. Have a good one.
There he is. Fantastic job he does every week, JC Sherbert. You guys have remarked he's very versatile. He is. I don't pre-discuss with any guest what we're going to talk about. We just go. Because I know the guys that we put on don't need any warning about topic. It's go time, y'all. It's go time. Get the break here. Omni Nashville Hotel.
They're in the process of moving this crash a few minutes ago out here in Antioch on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. There's still a lot of volume coming in right now on 24 westbound from Murfreesboro up through Laverne, Smyrna, again headed towards Nashville. Moving a little bit better. There's still some rubber decking on Briley Parkway southbound over there in Ashland City Highway from that earlier crash in Bordeaux. Hey, 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Ad paid for by Anthem Tax Services. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-240-4917 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-240-4917. That's 800-240-4917. Again, 800-240-4917.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a seventh straight division title is officially on.
Hit high and deep to left center. This has got a chance. Gone! Another home run for Olsen.
He smokes another one. He lit the fuse on this bomb, and that's gone!
Listen to Every Pitch live, exclusively on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball. WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Get into the Bill King Show.
Shit, man, I just lost my train of thought.
All right, dude, here's a couple of phones. 3, 2. Call 615-844-5600.
Few minutes, and we depart for the Emerald Coast. Looking forward to doing the show tomorrow morning. No Coach Pete, at least live in person with us. Coach Pete's had to cancel at the last minute. Wife had an accident, and they ended up in the hospital. She's fine. She's back home, but they're not going to be able to travel. Pete will be with us by phone, and before you make assumptions, I did not want Coach Pete to be on tomorrow morning. Needs to be there, which he's at home anyways. But he said, no, Bill, I can absolutely do it by phone. That was not something, I would not be insensitive like that. But he said, I'm good. I'm good by phone. Coach Pete will be with us. And otherwise, it's just going to be hangout time. Looking forward to it. Yeah, looking forward to the rest and relaxation. Good food down there, hopefully some sunshine, the beach, maybe an adult beverage or two, maybe. And we're ready to go. Tom Myrtle Beach is flying down this way. Actually, he's flying into the 615, and then he hops a flight to Fort Walton Beach down that way. Some of the folks that you hear on the show will be there, and you'll get to meet them if you happen to be in the area and you want to come on by. Gonna be interesting. Yeah, gonna be fun, man. Gonna be fun. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, is Ole Miss Evie still going? I have not heard back from her. You know, a good question. I have not talked to her about it. I talk to Evie every day. We always exchange ideas and stuff, but I haven't talked to her about that. Evie's got a tough deal. She lives in Texas. Evie's very successful, but I just mean she's got her grandkid in Mississippi, so she's always traveling there to see her daughter and the grandkid, and she's got a lot of business interest around Houston in Texas. She has the Rebel Walk, which takes a lot of her time. I don't know if she'll be able to make it or not. I have not heard anything there from the queen herself, the angelic tones of Ole Miss Evie. Oh, tomorrow we are not guesting. And Patton, I don't know if – hey, you talk to Kevin. We're not taping today. I told Kevin just take the week off. You know that, right, Patton? Okay. I mean, I was thinking about taping it from the car, but you know what? We're going to be busy. We'll skip it and then resume with Kevin. Also, no Brad tomorrow. I'm going to give Brad the day off. And the only person who doesn't get the day off is me. At least at the beginning of the show. And then Coach Peters said, Bill, I'm good to come on by phone. And after that, I think we're clear. And Georgia Dog and some of the guys are going to grab the mic. They're going to grab the mic and get going with it. That's the plan for tomorrow on the show. And again, if you're in the area at the Sheridan, where the pool is, right in the middle of the property, there's a structure, a building right there, a one-story little building. And that is where we did the show, and that's where we will do the show tomorrow morning. We'll be set up to do the show. Other than that, you know what my plan is? To do nothing. Bill, what are your plans? Nothing. What are you going to get done there, Bill? Probably nothing. Where are you going to go, Bill? Very few places, if any. I mean, I've been to the Emerald Coast 7,200 times in my life. I pretty much know the lay of the land. Not looking to go down there. Tom in Myrtle Beach, you should just do a replay tomorrow so we can get sauced up tonight. I'm trying to think about how to answer that. Well, if we get down there and I've left a piece of equipment or done something really stupid, that is what Patton would have to do. That won't be necessary. Before we leave, I already told Brandon, before we leave, I'm going to give it one more look through just to make sure. I've got a checklist just to make sure that we're good, which we will be. Tom, what happens tonight will have no bearing on tomorrow. We've got a little Blanton's, I believe. We have some. I've got a bottle of Weller. I've got a bottle of BT, Buffalo Trace. Brandon King has already bought, a pretty big batch of beer. It's going to be a dude thing now. Yeah, it's going to be a dude thing. We're gonna sit back and chill it a little bit. Jim and Jupiter, my advice to you is while you are doing nothing, have a strong drink in your hand. We're going to have a good time, man. Yeah, we're going to have a good time. One regret is the wifey can't come. A wifey has been spending about the last 10 days preparing for a senior graduation type party, which is going to be before graduation. It comes up here soon. And she came home the other night. It looked like she was stocking a concession stand. I don't know, like 10 cases of Sprite, Dr. Pepper, and Coke, and all kinds of stuff. Seriously, it looks like she's packing for a full stadium of people. So she's not going to be able to come down, and I wanted to get her down here where she could chill and have a good time. And she'll get to do that. We just won't be able to. We're probably going to come back down there this summer. We're going to wait until it gets real, real hot like last time and then come on down when it's 108 degrees. That's probably what we'll do. Any anyways. And Pac-12 is going to meet me there as we set up, and I think we're good to go. I've already set up here once with this additional equipment, and I think we're good to go. Clay just checked in and said, man, I wish I could get down there, but it's a busy time for him. Yeah, Clay's got his job, his family, his kids play ball. That's tough. Jeff, too, same thing. Jeff, too, can't make it down. He's got kids playing ball and family stuff, and that's important. That's important. Jim and Jupiter says, Tom's got it wrong. Yes, go ahead and get sauced up, but still do the show tomorrow. Oh, the show gets played no matter what. Yeah. Doesn't matter what happens the night before. The show gets played. All right, now we got to get a break here. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
They're in the process of moving this crash a few minutes ago out here in Antioch on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. There's still a lot of volume coming in right now on 24 westbound from Murfreesboro up through Laverne, Smyrna, again headed towards Nashville. Moving a little bit better. There's still some rubber decking on Briley Parkway southbound over there in Ashland City Highway from that earlier crash in Bordeaux. Hey, 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hey Tennessee, Jeff Fisher here. Ready for edge of your seat football action? The Nashville Cats are bringing it to you live.
I'm Eli Gold, and we promise you an electrifying experience with every play. Arena football is back, it's furious and full of fun. Join us for the greatest show on turf. Secure your tickets today at thenashvillecats.com and get ready to cheer for your Nashville Cats.
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our ghost pepper sauce, our Thai sweet chili, and our best-selling black truffle hot sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I, what makes Melinda so good? That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili pepper perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's M-E-L-I-N-D-A-S.com. Melinda's.com.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Kentucky head basketball coach Mark Pope joining us. What's your vision for getting the Wildcats back to consistently competing for natties?
We're being incredibly active in the transfer portal. We're going to have mostly guys willing to come here and understand what it means to wear the Kentucky uniform. This is bigger than themselves. That's going to be a pathway for guys to hang banners, to go have incredible careers in the NBA, and a pathway for guys to build a legacy as the greatest basketball program in the country.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
college sports. Bill King knows a few things.
Tampa's not going to be able to make it either. Allen's working. Allen's getting drip. Plus, he's afraid that baseball will get mentioned, which ruins it for him. Ken in Middle Georgia. Bill, did you get that headset mic piece that you needed? Yeah, it's a attachment that goes to the end of it because of a headset box. I know this is boilerplate probably, but I needed to have the proper fitting, and I looked on Amazon. It's not as complicated as I made it, but we have plenty of that at the station. So I just drove into the station. I need to mention this too. I drove into the station though, Ken, and I got the piece I needed. Yes. Now, when I got there, L Dog sent me a Georgia baseball hoodie. L Dog, I got that. I should have mentioned that earlier, but that was waiting at the station for me. I appreciate it. I believe it's a Charlie Condon. I believe it says Condon. I haven't taken it out of the bag yet. It's a nice gift from L Dog down there in Peachtree City. Yes, sir, I got that. Thank you very much. Should have mentioned that earlier. Ken, yeah, I got it. Got that piece. Matter of fact, it is in my pocket. I'm guarding it. Georgia Dog, Bill, don't forget to remind everyone that the girls will be kept busy by Auburn Girl. They will have a mimosa brunch Saturday. Oh, yeah. I bet you they're going to have some fun. Lots of fun. Josh said, Bill, I'll host hour three for you. That way you can just sit back and chill. Well, I think people are going to be hosting hour two and three for me. I'm going to give one-third of a show. You're going to hear me live for one-third, and that'll be that first third. Now, after that, I doubt I'm going to hit – I'm not getting into the pappies at that point. Long day. I got lots of – what if people – I'm going to run into people who want to meet me, so I got to be careful. Yeah, I ran into Bill, man. I think he got into the pappies around 8 a.m. I remember at the SEC spring meetings or summer meetings in Birmingham, getting on the elevator, and I'm minding my own business. I just grabbed one beer. I'd been there for 30 minutes. I went down to the bar, grabbed a beer. I get on the elevator, and like five people say, Bill. I mean, it's no big deal. It's just, you know. Jim at Jupiter says, this is why I can't make it. About to drop way too much money yelling at Herbie and ESPN. The lunatic fringe does, Bill, travel well. He's talking about Dublin, Ireland for the Florida State late August matchup with Ramblin' Wreck of Georgia Tech and a hell of an engineer. That's right. Yeah, that is going to be good stuff. Pac-12 Dave shows off his arsenal. In there is some Russells. 13-year, there's an Eagle Rare in there. There's Yellowstone. It looks pretty good there. That's a nice assortment there, Pac-12, Dave. I'll be seeing him in about 6-7 hours. If we do this right and we don't make superfluous, remember that word for the show, superfluous stops, we could get there by 3:30, which is 6.5 hours. We're on the south side, so we've got to jump on the traffic. probably hit some downtown Birmingham traffic around lunch. Cutting through that town's not bad. It's not like you're going through Atlanta or Nashville. But it still can get clogged up until you get right through the other side and then you're heading. Kind of downhill from there. Through Montgomery down to Georgiana, then cut over. All right, folks. See you down on the Emerald Coast. About 6-7 hours. Lush Pop.